is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Anything goes, from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, and it's all free, including the bulletin board system with over 900 users interacting, over 54,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots of stuff for you to check out. freetalklive.com. Check out the BBS.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
So with that, we go to the phones and to the fun. Coming up, if we get a chance tonight, we've been pretty busy on the phone, so we may not get to all five of them, but we have five more items on the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty to the United States. Or to the world, I guess, in general. So we're going to get back to that. But first, we go to Sandy in Ohio. Sandy, the prostitute in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Sandy?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Thanks. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the kid that just called in.
Yes, we had a young John. He is 15 years old, called in from Port Charlotte, Florida, which apparently is like the teen drug use capital of Florida, just explaining to us that it's easy for kids to get drugs and they like to get them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure. I'm sure that's not really any different in any city, really,
right
now. But I did want to make a suggestion for him. Because I just, you know, anytime, you know, we're talking about kids, I just, you know, I'd rather them try to get some information that is free from hype and political agenda and basically just informs them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book that he can check out. It's called From Chocolate to Morphine.
What's that?
And it's, what's that?
What's it about?
It's everything you need to know about drugs. And it basically, it's from Andrew Weil, MD.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Nope.
But he's Harvard educated. He's a phenomenal doctor. And he's really into alternative therapies. And
what's the basic concept?
The concept is, basically, the book was written to combat the political agenda of schools and the government trying to tell you what drugs do instead of honestly, you know, stating what they do and how to take them responsibly. There's no way that they would ever say that.
I see. So he addresses a number of different drugs then in the book.
Yeah, every type of drug. Everything that you could imagine to take.
So everything from, like he was saying, everything from chocolate to huffing gasoline.
Right, everything.
Ugh. Gotcha.
He tells you the effects. He tells you, you know.
Well, actually, Sandy, if I could, instead of asking kids to go out and buy a book or go out and find this book, I think it's a lot easier for most young people, because that's who we're talking to right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of money in the first place, and most of them are pretty internet savvy. So if you're
and
a young
clearly
person,
if they did have money, they'd be spending it on drugs.
If you're a young person and you really want to learn about drugs for real, not like you were saying, Sandy, not with the government hype and the government spin, I recommend Arrowid, Arrowid.org,
mm-hmm.
Arrowid.org, and there you're going to find just a phenomenally large, just a huge amount of information, more you could ever put in a book.
Who's writing?
It's a variety of different people.
As a matter of fact, there's people talking about their own experiences. And
There's everything from technical information to, you know, real-life experiences and just, you know, dosage info.
I'm really tough on, you know, who's speaking to me. And if there's no way for me to know, I can understand them researching it online.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a whole compilation of information that basically...
Well, that's essentially what Arrowid is, and they cite their sources.
If
you want to check it out, there's plenty of source citations.
Well, it works for Wikipedia, Sharon. I mean, Wikipedia is a great source for you know, researching anything, and that's just a compilation of people's stuff online.
Yeah, and it's not actually the same as Wikipedia. Wikipedia, anybody can go in and change any entry anytime they want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, that can be. Yeah.
In Arrowid, there's definitely some editorial control going on.
Good, okay.
And we've actually had chemists call the show and actually just rave about Arrowhead. Like, they were shocked that there was such good information there. So
that's excellent.
It's the exact same idea as what you're talking about, just without having to spend the $20 on the book.
Free Talk Library.
Well, you know, it's a used It's a used book. They could probably find it for, like, $3 on Amazon. So,
you
know, they can research it. I just wanted to kind of throw it out there. And
at least
just,
the information is out there, and that's what's most important, that, you know, if you're going to be doing drugs, and here on Free Talk Live, we don't recommend it. Okay, we don't recommend that you kids, you know, kids do drugs, but we understand, you and
if
I, Manwich, we both did.
A lot of them are going to.
I'm sure you did some when you were younger, Sam.
Sure.
Yeah, we did it as well.
I don't, now. I mean, I just, you know, the only thing that I would do is caffeine.
Yeah, that stuff's bad for you. I don't do it. It seems like a bad idea.
Manwich has to stay away from caffeine because that's bad for you, Manwich. So thank you, Sandy, as always, for the expertise. Hope everything's going well in your industry.
Oh, what's that? Say that again.
Everything going well in your industry?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's going fine. I did also want to make a comment, if possible, about the, you know, you have the, you still have the debate going on about teen sex.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you wanted to, if you had a moment.
Sure. Go right ahead.
You know, I just have such an issue with people having such a hard time not being able to put the responsibility of what happens to a person in the lap of the person. And, you know, understandably, I can really appreciate protecting children. But to have to define a line is so tough. And
are you talking about like the age of consent, that
line? Yeah, you know, it is. It is because
it makes people uncomfortable to talk about it.
Well, not to mention, it automatically criminalize a situation before you get in there and can assess and take in all the information of the parties involved in what's going on. That takes the responsibility out of the hands of the person involved, both of them involved, and the parents involved. So, you know, for me, if I had kids, believe me, the one thing that I would want to make sure is I always have responsibility of that kid and why that person is doing what they're doing. You know, where does that stem from? If they're actually going out with someone that's like 10, 15 years older than them, there's reasons why girls do that. There are reasons why they do that.
Isn't it usually because daddy touched him or something like that?
Or wasn't around.
You know,
Or
wasn't around. It's a neglect issue. There's things that were not filled up that they search out the older person to fill up, but it ends up just being sexual. And so that's the easiest, you know, variable that it always ends up being instead of
and
really
praying,
identifying.
As it may seem on the man's part, I just don't think that we should be paying $50,000 a year to put these guys in jail.
Absolutely. And as far as I'm concerned, it's education, rehabilitation, prevention. It's all about that. Anytime someone has a problem with not giving the person the responsibility, basically they're saying, I don't trust you with making the right decision. And so if you just swipe it all away and you give the person the 100% responsibility to be able to do the right thing for them.
Or the wrong thing.
That's fine. But they have to, and you know, another thing that I have to say is it automatically victimizes the girl.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Even if she knew what she was doing, she's a victim.
Even if she knew what she was doing and she was not harmed in any way, she is considered a victim. And so to me,
that's disempowering.
What's that?
I think that's disempowering.
It's very disempowering. And so when you look back at, you know, what I do know about sexuality, the woman is automatically considered to be the victim, even if she was not harmed. You could almost convince that person that they're a victim instead of taking the role of responsibility.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that just pervades the American society is that the woman is always the victim, especially when it comes, for instance, to domestic violence.
Right.
You know, if there's a domestic violence episode, actually it's likely that the woman was the one who was doing the hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually the guy that gets carted off to jail. Sandy, as always, thank you for the sexpertise, and we appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you so much for what you guys do.
I still want your picture for the shrine, Sandy.
Oh, no, I want to. I'm going to once I get my iMac up.
All right, cool. We look forward to it. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Teen drug use, teen sex, whatever's on your mind. Anything goes. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
We We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's yours if you want to take control via the phones. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes from the political to the personal. You can take control, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We just had Sandy on with us a few moments ago. And, of course, as always, we invited her to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Manwich, what is the Shrine of Female Listeners?
It's a page on our website where women have taken pictures of themselves with signage that's, you know, states Free Talk Live or FTL or, you know, references the show in some manner or another so that we can verify that they are, in fact, they and not some fat, hairy guy sitting in Minneapolis sending us fake photos. And you know, they're on there for your viewing pleasure. They're all shapes, sizes,
it's not a
ages,
beauty contest, nope. Right. Different ages, different colors, all ladies, though, at freetalklive.com. So check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. With that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun. Do Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
Good. I wanted to talk about also, I'm also a teenager, and I just want to confirm that rumor that it is way easier to get marijuana than alcohol.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a great job on this war on drugs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not a drug user myself or anything, but I know, and my school isn't that big. It's like 800 kids. I know at least 4 people who deal weed at my school. So it's like...
Like regularly. Know. Like you could go to them tomorrow and they have it for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so easy to get.
Do they deal it on campus, or do you have to wait till after school and meet them somewhere?
I've seen deals being done on campus, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, what are the teachers going to do about it? I mean, you know, the dealers aren't stupid or anything.
Right.
You know, but, so I just kind of wanted to confirm that. Also,
so there you go. Double confirmation. I mean, not like we needed the confirmation. I mean, we knew it all along.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, anybody who doesn't realize this must be just lying to themselves.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
How widespread is the marijuana usage, would you say? You said you're not a drug user, but of the people you know, of the people in your grade, how many of the people you know are marijuana smokers?
I'd say 1 out of 5, 1 out of 6. Mm. I mean
well, you're also not in the culture, so you're probably not
true.
Aware of who all does it, but still, that's 20%, you know, 20, yep. 15, 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, actually, I was, this is just something really quick. I was watching the news earlier, and, in a city not too far from me, they're starting to make, sex offenders not allowed to live within 200 meters of a school or something like that.
Huh.
And they were actually talking about how people who already live within 2,000 meters of a school, they're being forced out of their homes.
Really?
Because they're sex offenders or something like that. And they're actually, the city of Des Moines is proposing to completely ban sex offenders from the entire city, period.
That's just amazing.
I know.
It's hard to feel sorry for a so-called sex offender, but we also have to remember at the same time the label sex offender.
You never know what they did.
Well, yeah, you don't know if they were a sex offender who publicly urinated, because that counts as a sex offense in a lot of states. That'll get you on that list. You don't know if it's a sex offender that had consensual sex with somebody, you know, with somebody who was underage, like one of those teachers, or some guy that just had sex with a girl who was 16, said she was 19, that kind of thing.
And if they successfully take all the rights away from the sex offenders, what's to stop them from making all of us sex offenders pretty quickly?
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Indeed. That's certainly frightening, Brett. Hopefully you're considering the Free State Project when you get of age.
Definitely.
Thanks for the call, man.
I love that.
I'm a teenager.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. We're doing the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty, personal responsibility to your country, whether it be America or whatever country you live in. We've been through the first 5, so 10 through 6 we got done with. We're not going to recap those. You can listen to the archives at freetalklive.com if you want to hear those. Let's continue with number 5, Manwich, from the top 10 reasons, top 10 ways.
Number 5 or number 6?
Number
5. Number 6 was allow businesses, individuals to establish their own businesses without having to obtain permission from the government. Number 5, allow individuals to use their property as they wish without interference from the government. By eliminating zoning laws, individuals are encouraged to speak with their neighbors before changing the use of their property.
But what about the guy that wants to build the Leaning Tower of Pizza, next door to me?
You know, the thing is he's risking his property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's property value there. If he doesn't think that he's going to make money by building this Leaning Tower of Pisa, then, you know, why would he do it?
Well, the other thing about private property is you can set rules. So just because you set people free to use their property how they wish doesn't mean that all of a sudden chaos, you know, and just total destruction will break out as a result of it. People can, for instance, Manwich, if you wanted to ensure that your neighborhood stayed quiet and that everything was peachy keen in your nice little White House neighborhood, you could actually buy up a whole big old plot of land, subdivide it, sell out the, you know, sell out the subdivision and have deed restrictions, which is what they have in a lot of different neighborhoods. You can go and look at all sorts of different deed restrictions, compare deed restrictions before you buy a house in a given neighborhood.
The truth.
You can have as many or as few restrictions as you prefer. And that's you using your property in the way that you want to, instead of having to beg the government for a variance so you can fill in the ditch out in front of your house or whatever.
You know, we've discussed on this this show, Houston, which
unzoned.
It's a giant city in America,
like the fifth largest
city. Completely unzoned. It's crazy. I can't imagine how Americans allow this sort of chaos and anarchy just to exist in their presence.
They love it.
Yeah, it works really well.
In fact, the Houstonians have voted down zoning. Whenever the control freaks start coming up with new plans to zone Houston.
Hey, I've got an idea. Yeah. We'll have zoning laws and then property values will go up faster.
Yeah. The Houstonians,
in fact,
like
the property values in Houston go up faster than the neighboring communities that didn't have zoning.
That's true.
There are communities even contained like within the city that have zoning. They don't do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Funny thing.
It's weird.
Really weird.
Know. Let people deal with their property as they please. To number four, Matt.
Sorry, I pulled up the Houston article there, and now it's in front.
You better be sorry.
Whatever. Okay. Allow individuals to seek the best type of education for their children.
Mm-hmm.
By eliminating government from the education equation, individuals are allowed to find the proper type of education for their families. And teachers.
But where will people be educated if there's no government schools, Manwich?
They'll be educated at the other schools.
You mean people will still want education if government isn't there to provide it?
You know, they'll want education more. They won't be apathetic about education because they will realize, wow, I have a role to play in this. I can really decide what my kids are going to learn instead of, you know, sending them to school to learn how to cuss, knife fight, and put condoms on cucumbers.
Yeah.
Parents don't agree with everything that their kids are learning in school, but they don't know what to do about it because they've been disempowered by the fact that they have to pay all this money, all their lives and property tax to support government schools.
And it's out of control.
It is. And the federal government, the more and more they've gotten into schools since the World War II, essentially, the worse schools have performed.
You might find this interesting. Since the No Child Left Behind, I saw an article about this on LouRockwell.com the other day. It wasn't quite good enough for on-air, but the basic premise of it was, since No Child Left Behind, the federal government has 90% control over your local government schools.
Mm.
What are they getting? What are the local schools getting in return for giving up 90% of their control? Guess how much of a dollar, how many cents of the dollar they're getting from the federal government and giving up 90% of control in return.
Cents of our dollar?
Cents of the dollars that they have coming into their school system.
Oh, percent of
there's
this.
A certain percentage.
I can't even imagine.
6.5%. 6.5 cents on the dollar is what they're getting from the federal government in return for giving up 90% of the control in their curriculum.
They don't care as long as they have the jobs.
More coming back. You take control. 1-800-259-5791. We've got the top three coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Some think Ford stands for first on race day, but others say it's for fast only rolling downhill. One thing's for sure, funny acronyms make us LOL. Yes, you'll be laughing out loud when I come back. Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
TGIF, everyone. Ready for some FCAs? That's funny car acronyms. Edsel, every day something else leaks. Mopar, most perfect automobiles racing. Honda, happy owners never drive anything else. Pinto, performance is not the object. BMW, babe magnet on wheels. Chevrolet, can handle everything, runs over limbs, even trees. And Miata, my intention, always to accelerate. Speaking of which, gotta go, so TTFN, that's ta-ta for now. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, don't you just love us? We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. There's no signing up for an account. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. In fact, sign up for the podcast, and we'll send you the archives automatically. Doesn't get much easier than that. freetalklive.com. So we're doing the top 10 ways, and we haven't had a good top 10 list on here for a while, man. So I'm very pleased with this, because it's not only is it a top 10 list, but it's also a good top 10 list. A useful top 10 list.
So I get to keep my little co-host job here for a while?
For now.
That's great.
All right. So the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty and personal responsibility to your country. Focusing on America, obviously, because that's where we are, but these would work anywhere. I mean, we all around the world suffer from these problems. This big government, big freakish controlling government, micromanaging bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. We need to clear them out. We need to get government down to a constitutional size, and I would say even farther down than that. But I'd be all right.
Let's start with constitutional, see what happens.
Indeed.
You know, certainly the United States government doesn't have a monopoly on controls. I don't consider them to be the... I love this country.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's heading in the wrong direction. That's my opinion. number 3, allow individuals to protect their own life and property without fear of incrimination. By allowing individuals to defend themselves without necessary approval from the government, there is less need for inspections at airports, less crime, and more individual freedom.
I was actually reading an article from an expatriate, somebody who had left America,
mm-hmm.
and I think he moved to Tasmania, actually, for 15 years, and then his father died, so he came back home to visit his ailing mother mm-hmm. in the hospital. And so he came back for the first time in like a decade, hadn't been back, and he was just shocked at the amount of so-called security that we have in our airports.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out, and it was great, because we pointed out similar things like this. He's a writer for a living, and he says, boy, it doesn't take much to outsmart these TSA guys. All you have to do is turn a writer loose, you know, for 10 minutes to figure out ways to subvert their security systems and just completely bypass them or completely ignore them. For instance, he pointed out that in the international terminal where he was, there was literally just lines of hundreds and hundreds of people waiting to be processed by customs and all that.
I've
seen
that.
All you'd have to do is, you know, they have all this security for, you know, for the suitcases and for the things that people pack on their trips, but it's only at one particular point. So all you have to do to kill people in a massive amount, a huge amount, a large way, is to go in with 2 bags full of C4 or whatever your favorite explosive is, and then walk right up next to the line full of hundreds and hundreds of people standing there waiting to be processed and just set off your bomb right there. Why bother getting on the airplane? You could literally kill 500 people in an instant.
That's how they do it in Iraq. They get the guys that are lined up ready to join up for recruits.
Yeah. And what are you going to do then? Are you going to put the security out at the front of the airport? Are you going to check everybody as they drive into the airport with lines backing up for miles of cars trying to get into the airport? There is no point to the security beyond just making people think they're secure. It's just a show.
I don't even know if it's that. Anyway.
I think it helps some people feel better. We've read letters from people that remember when we read them to I think the Village Voice, people were like, "Well, we need the security."
Yeah.
Well, how dare you question the security? You're un-American by not submitting to searches.
Sorry, you're un-American by submitting to them.
Yeah.
Read the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
Sorry. I read the quote by Samuel Adams last night about, if you're not willing to defend freedom, go home and...
May your chains rest lightly upon you.
And go home and lick the hand that feeds you.
So what else this one is saying, this number three, is saying that you shouldn't have to ask permission to defend yourself.
No.
And that includes you should not have to ask permission to get a concealed weapons permit. There should be no such thing in America. In any free country where you have a right to bear arms, there's no need, if you have a right, to ask permission to exercise your right. In that case, you no longer have a right, you have a privilege. You have a privilege that's been granted to you by your masters in government. Oh, little man, which you want to carry a gun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have to fill out this pile of paperwork here and go to all these mandatory classes. Now, let me say, I am totally serious when it comes to weapons. I do not recommend that you go out and just buy yourself a gun and start carrying it. You absolutely should do your research. You absolutely should take a gun safety class. You absolutely should learn how to properly handle a firearm. Okay, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm being, shiftless and blasé about firearms, okay?
About drugs?
You need to be serious. No, I'm serious about drugs, too. You should research them before you take them, just like a gun. If you're going to pack heat, you need to know what you're doing. And that's one of the only good things that comes out of the legislation forcing people into learning about guns. But again, I don't agree with forcing people to do anything. Let them take responsibility for their own lives. I refuse to ask permission to carry a weapon. So, moving on, number two.
Allow individuals to decide what money is and how much of it ought to be in circulation. By eliminating the Federal Reserve System, the business cycle is unheard of. The business cycle is unheard of. Inflation is reduced to practically zero, and more individuals are able to share in the productive wealth produced by others. Let me be clear here. An ounce, the amount of gold that bought a loaf of bread in 1912, before we went on the Federal Reserve System, is almost identical to the. Is that correct? The amount of gold.
You're right.
The amount of gold that buys a loaf of bread now.
That's right.
Gold hasn't changed in value. Its relationship
it scales
to Federal Reserve notes has changed because Federal Reserve notes are worth 97% of what they were in 1913. That's because the Federal Reserve notes are worth crap. Now, there has been more gold added because there's been a small amount dug up since 1913 and added to the system. But it's also, there's a certain amount taken out of circulation in people's teeth, collector's items, jewelry that they're never going to give away. So
Electronic parts.
Yeah. You know, inflation is almost zero when it comes to gold. Gold is money. This other stuff, it's fake.
It's
falling apart, and we're going to be in big trouble. You want long-term investment? Gold is the place to go.
And if you want evidence that it's fake, that it's basically play money, go ahead and dig up yourself a dollar bill from before 1934.
Maybe silver's a better long-term investment. I'd like
gold / silver, whatever. Yeah. We're not an investment show. Anyway, if you want to prove it to yourself, if you don't believe us, go ahead and pull out from your wallet one of your Federal Reserve notes. That's what it says at the top.
Yep.
At your dollar bill. Federal Reserve note. Then, if you can, go online, because you probably can't find one. Odds are you don't have one. But go online and look up what dollar bills looked like before, I think it was 1934 or 1933. And you will see that instead of Federal Reserve note at the top, it actually says silver certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Things that make you go, You know, if you never thought about this before, this is a huge area of just deception on the part of our government.
Well, they have the number two reason.
Yeah, they have removed all of the value from our money system. Moving on to the number one reason. The number one thing that we can do to bring back individual liberty and personal responsibility.
And the number one way to reclaim liberty is to allow individuals to keep all of their income that they earn and to spend it as they wish. Eliminating the income tax allows for the opportunity for the previous nine activities to take place. Especially the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, Medicare, public welfare, public spending, public school.
But shouldn't we replace it with the fair tax?
No. We shouldn't. But at least the fare tax would go go a direction towards step number
one. Not really, because,
you could
again,
choose not to buy certain things.
Well, remember, man, which we're dealing with politicians here. When the politicians say, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of that old income tax for people under the level of $75,000.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're gonna work it, dude. They're going to make it so that we have both of those taxes.
Sorry, I slipped for a moment.
More coming back. 800-259-5791.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 is our brand new number. We're still getting used to it. 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get it in your email box if you're on the updates list, and you can sign up. Like everything else, it is totally free, so just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the top 10 ways to bring back individual liberty and personal responsibility to this country, the United States. But these would work in any country because most countries have similar bureaucratic political programs like Social Security. Again, they're called different things in other countries, but the concepts are still there. The bureaucrats want to micromanage every little aspect of your life. And to sum it all up, of course, the big answer is to get the government back down to size. Cut it drastically back. 98%. 99% I would like to cut off of our federal government, because really they have gone far out of bounds here. You know, here in America, there's a set of rules in the Constitution which the government's supposed to be following,
completely ignoring.
Yeah, and they don't care. They don't care about the rules because they know that Americans don't care either. They've brainwashed Americans via the education, the government education mm-hmm. system or indoctrination system, whatever you want to call it, into just sort of believing that they're a free people. Every year on our our Independence Day, which they now call the 4th of July, I think for reasons unknown, they call the 4th of July because they want people to forget about their independence. And they just want people to think, yeah, we're celebrating our freedoms here in America. We're the most free country in the world. Well, that's not, I mean, while that's a good thing, and I'm glad I live in one of the freest countries in the world, it's, you know, like comparing poisons, basically. Our government's the best government in the whole world. Well, our government stinks. It treats people like garbage, and they're violent thugs. That's all government is to me. I'd love to hear someone say differently, 800-259-5791. With that, and by the way, if you missed the top 10 man, which you'll be posting a link in the bulletin board system.
Yes, I will.
So there you go. You can find it for free online at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Clayton emails and says, ah, civil service. The two words that make me shudder. Even being out of the military. Ian, I heard you just mention those two words a few nights ago on the show, and I got chills. I wanted to start crying. Those words are what is wrong with the government and the so-called services that they provide. Local government, we all know, is just a bunch of self-righteous hypocrites that squander the money that they leech from us. State government? Ha, what a joke. But when you get to the federal level, it's ridiculous. All of you military listeners know what I'm talking about, says Clayton. He says, we have the civilians, or civil servants, as they're commonly referred to. They're the laziest, most undeserving, incompetent, unprofessional, overpaid, and underworked individuals to ever grace this fair country with their skills. You've served your time in the service, and we thank you for that. But it's time to get out of the way and let younger military members perform the duties that you do. I mean, after all, that's why we have a military, right? We face a critical problem here. Ian Mamwich, your tax dollars provided me a whole $12,261.43 last year, after taxes, as an enlisted member in the U.S. Air Force. That was what he got paid in an entire year.
Not good.
Now, he asks, can you tell me why I am forced to barely make it on that when we also happen to have civilians, these civil servants that he's talking about, making almost $75,000 a year after taxes that do the exact same thing that I did? It makes no sense. I had someone try to explain to me why, and they simply put it as, quote, well, it's a very delicate system of balance. And he says, well,
I think you could probably use to explain anything.
Yeah.
Daddy, why can't I have some candy?
Well, honey, it's a very delicate system of balance we have going here.
Supposedly, according to the misleadings of the misleadership of Gunter Air Force Base, a.k.a. the nursing home of the Air Force, when we deploy, they pick up our slack. Now, the way I see it, we have active duty, guard, and reserve troops. Guard usually handles state matters. Okay, fine. So that leaves active duty and reserve. Now, shouldn't active duty deploy first and reserves come in and pick up our slack, eliminating the need for our wonderful civil servants and saving all you civilians listening millions of dollars per year? Hey, Bush, moron, if you want to save millions of dollars every year, stop playing this lottery game of which base to close and let's take a logical approach to military structure. Okay, he says, keep it up, guys. Manwich, I love you, man.
He didn't want to fire me?
No.
Everybody else wants to fire me.
No, he just wants to give you some loving.
Thanks, man.
So, interesting. I did not even realize this. I always knew they had kind of the non-military
people. I heard Rush
people.
Limbaugh. Somebody said, I love you, Rush. And he said, oh, I love you, too.
That must have been tough for Rush.
Can you imagine how weird that is, though?
Yeah.
Like, I can see somebody saying, I can see fans saying I love you because radio is such a personal medium and everything, but I've never met them or anything.
Right.
It'd be a little weird for me to say, I love you too. You know, like, I'm used to saying that because my wife says I love you and
sure.
I say it right back.
Right.
You know, like, quickly. You know, you don't want to miss that.
Right.
But, yeah, it would be an odd experience. Perhaps Rush was just, like, worn in from having three wives, you know.
Maybe he was really high at that time.
He had a lot of Vicodin.
Had a lot of Oxycontin in his system at the moment. He'd love anybody with enough pills.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you have pills.
Yeah. Got a thing with pills here. Love you, buddy.
Show me your love, Rush. Get down. All right. So anyway, interesting that he brings this up because apparently these civil servants, as they call them in the military, are making a lot of money compared to the the troops. Now, why is this going on? I mean, if our government wants to save money, which I don't believe for a moment that it does, I think that what you have here is just a, you know, like a sweetheart system, right? You graduate from the military, you get out of your the time that you have to spend there, and then you become a civil servant, and you kind of move up, and you get the big paychecks, and you still get to sit around and do nothing. That's just how it works when you're a government bureaucrat. If you're a government bureaucrat for a long time, they reward your tenure with a lot of taxpayer dollars. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-5791.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. We will try to sneak you in here before we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system is there, archives, live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, much, much more. All of it is free, and it always will remain free. Although we would like to ask you for your assistance, join the AMP program. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all we're asking for is $3 a month. And if you can handle it, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. You can still get everything for free at freetalklive.com. So if you can handle $3 a month, head to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details. Basically, we're going to take that $3 a month in and turn it right back around into advertising for the show, to promote the show to more radio stations, to get us more internet listeners, and to basically spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible.
That's what we want to do.
Right, with your help. And already, I think about 98 of you have stepped up to the plate and become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And there's some perks involved, there's some bonuses, and the final goal that we have when we reach our goal is we're going to reduce the amount of commercial time on the show by 25%.
And as an added little bonus, we're currently at about $600?
So like $620 almost.
$620,
yeah.
Amplifier
right.
money. And as soon as we get to $750, we release the very first episode of Free Talk Live.
From like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's old. It's 4 hours long. And
yeah.
I don't know. Has your voice changed since then? Or?
I don't know.
Hey, this is Ian.
No, it wasn't like that. Anyway, you can get all the details. Amp.freetalklive.com to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Sandwich. Hello.
You guys didn't pay your phone bill or what?
I'm not sure. What are you talking about?
Well, you got this new phone number. I figured they, you know, you weren't paying the bill and they kicked
it's
you
a
off.
Network thing.
I see.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your favorite conspiracy, the one that you guys acknowledged just a few minutes ago.
The
Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, the Federal
happens,
Reserve thing doesn't have anything to do with satanic orders and spooky rituals or anything like that. So
I don't know that.
It's a little more plausible. What about it, Gene?
Well, when I was young, so you were talking about those silver certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was young, we had dollar bills that still said pay to the bearer on demand $1.
Wow.
So they acknowledged up until 1964, the bill said pay to the bearer on demand $1, which is acknowledgement that the paper, the piece of paper there that's painted green is not a dollar. It's
mm-hmm.
just a piece of paper. It's a note. It's a promise to pay.
Right.
The bearer on demand $1, and a dollar is 412.5 grains of silver.
Yeah, a dollar is a measurement of silver.
It's outlined in the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken.
Outlined in the statutes, but the Constitution is the basis for the silver and gold back.
Got it.
Well, what was that?
I don't know, but you're still here.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
So anyway, what happened? And I tell people this, that overnight in 1964. Who's doing that?
Sounds like you got call waiting or something, Gene, but you better do it quick. You got about 20 seconds.
It's not me. Overnight, they stole everybody's money because on one night, your dollar was redeemable in silver, and the next night, it wasn't.
Yep.
So with one signature, they stole everybody's money out of everybody's bank account,
yep.
took everybody's equity out of everything that they ever owned, and they converted it into something that floats at their whim.
Yeah.
It's really sick.
Now,
I mean, really, once you start digging in and learning about this, it is just more and more amazing and shocking what they have done. And as always, Gene, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, our auction, Manwich?
Yes?
You can get third banner on our website right now. The current bid, $15.50. That's a steal. Go to auction.freetalklive.com. And place your bid. Again, auction.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night. Don't forget, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.